Lady Carter.
Hello, this is Mary, and I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Yeah, that I am with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll. This is about issues facing Ector County.
Okay, how long will it take?
Like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
Yes, in Ector County, the right track. Not the school system, just the right track.
Okay, so we can say right track.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County?
The most what?
The most important issue facing Ector County.
Roads.
Roads?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a place I drive over every day on the corner where Permian High School is that is never, ever, ever fixed. It's always a bump.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. And how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
What kind of conditions?
Economic.
I'm sorry, what word are you trying to use?
Economic conditions in Ector County.
Economic conditions in Ector County.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Thank you. And in 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably about the same.
Thank you, sir. And how concerned are you about the security and the future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first say, offering job opportunities in your field.
Fair.
Thank you, sir. And the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Fair.
Thank you, sir. And quality of the public schools?
What's the lowest one?
Quality of the public schools.
Give me the ratings again.
Yeah, it is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say poor.
Thank you, sir. And for public transportation?
I don't use public transportation.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next said, availability of affordable housing?
Not enough.
We can say fair or poor? Fair.
Fair.
Thank you. And for public safety and low crime?
Fair.
Thank you, sir. The availability of cultural opportunities such as a theater, museums, and music?
Poor.
Thank you, sir. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Okay, I'm going to read it again. It is the main question say, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, and poor. And it say, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Do you think this is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Ector County?
Probably fair.
Thank you so much. And having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, and restaurants and entertainment?
Unimportant.
Entertainment?
Unimportant. Poor.
Do you think it's poor? Thank you, sir. And
But I don't want any more bars. I'm against bars.
Mm-hmm.
They're
okay.
Just trashy places that people go and do bad things.
Okay, thank you, sir. And availability of quality health care, do you think this is excellent, good, fair, or poor in Ector County?
Maybe good.
Thank you, sir. And a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Fair.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Good.
Thank you. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Poor.
Thank you, sir. And natural beauty and physical setting?
Poor.
Thank you so much, sir. And we are in the 41% complete of the service. Thank you so much for your time. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first, say, people living below the poverty line, do you think this is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And for young, single people?
Young, single people, poor.
Thank you. And entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Fair.
Thank you. And for people like you?
Fair.
Thank you so much. And families with children?
Fair.
Thank you, sir. Immigrants from other countries?
I think it's excellent for them, but
uh-huh.
Sure.
We can say excellent, good, fair, or
yes.
Poor?
I said excellent.
Okay, thank you so much. And racial and ethnic minorities?
Probably good.
Thank you. And retirees?
Probably fair.
Thank you. And recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Probably fair.
Thank you so much, sir. And now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you so much. Over the next five years, I'm sorry, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay about the same.
Thank you so much, sir. We are in the 65% complete of the survey. Now the question is, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax, base and jobs from which many community benefits are created.
Okay, said this would take about 10 minutes, and we're past 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. We're almost done here. Do you have any other minutes?
We're at 65%. That means you have 35% more, which means that should take you probably about 4 minutes.
Yeah, kind of.
Just do it quicker.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question.
Yeah.
I need to speak slower.
Okay. The question say, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar? Somewhat familiar?
No, unfamiliar.
not familiar?
Yes.
Okay, we can say not too familiar or not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar.
Thank you so much. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? This is very confident.
I'm sorry.
Not confident?
I have a hard time understanding the question sometimes.
Yes, right now the questions say, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? And the answers are very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, nor at all confident.
Okay, put not at all confident for the rest of the questions in this section.
Okay, thank you so much. And the next question say, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community
not
a
very.
Better. Not very?
Yeah.
We can say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar.
Not at all familiar.
Thank you so much, sir. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County?
Not very familiar.
Thank you so much. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Thank you so much. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed, sir?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay. Thank you so much. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or other?
Not going to answer.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your age, sir?
Not going to answer.
Thank you so much. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White slash Anglo, Black slash African American, Hispanic slash Latino, Asian,
white.
Or other? Thank you, sir. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to gas or oil industry?
No.
Thank you so much. Is your annual household income more than $25,000 or between $25,000 and $39,000, $40,000 and $74,000 or more than $75,000?
More than $75,000.
Thank you so much. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, or homemaker?
Full-time.
Thank you so much, sir. And in terms of the gender, do you consider yourself as a male?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. So right now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important to us, sir. And thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.